Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, 88-Year-Old Grandmother, It Is My Responsibility to Clarify the Truth, narrated by an elderly Falun Dafa practitioner in Inner Mongolia.
China Fahui, 88-Year-Old Grandmother, It Is My Responsibility to Clarify the Truth. Narrated by an elderly Falun Dafa practitioner in Inner Mongolia. I am 88 years old. Before I started to practice Falun Dafa in 1998, I suffered from a myriad of illnesses, including heart disease, stomach dyspepsia, cataracts, and cerebellar degeneration. Medication did not help. However, I recovered from all my illnesses within 18 days after I started practicing Falun Dafa. I also no longer needed glasses. After experiencing the compassion of Master and the greatness of Falun Dafa, I became determined to cultivate diligently in Dafa. The director of the local community center and officers from the local police station came to my home to harass me every day. They demanded that I give up Dafa, but they failed. My son passed away 1 year after I started practicing, but Dafa helped me out of grief quickly. Following the Dafa principles, Master said, quote, saving sentient beings is first and foremost. Just try to save more and more people, end quote. Fa teaching at the 2009 Greater New York International Fa Conference, from Teaching the Fa at the Conference Number 9. Master requires us to save more people. I clarify the facts about Dafa to people every day, rain or shine. Thanks to Master's strengthening, I have persuaded thousands of people to withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and its youth organizations. Each month, I minimize my daily expenses and use the rest of my pension for my truth clarification efforts. I have clarified the truth to almost all of the taxi drivers in my city. Some of them salute me when they see me. Some shout, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. And some drivers even told their spouses about the persecution after chatting with me. People benefit from Dafa. A tricycle driver told me while I was waiting for a bus, Grandma, it really works when I repeat those words you told me. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I no longer have back pain. My heart disease disappeared, and I don't cough anymore. I told two people in front of a hospital to repeat, Falun Dafa is good in their heart, and that they would recover from their diseases. They said, I am blessed. I came across a Buddha today. An elderly lady walked more than half a mile to see me. She patted my shoulder. With her thumb up, she said, I repeat, Falun Dafa is good constantly and have recovered from a stroke. I had clarified the truth to her a month prior and then met her son at a bus stop. He paid his respects to me in front of many people and thanked me on behalf of his mother. Some people did not believe what I said to them. One taxi driver questioned me, Grandma, do you have the final say on the issue of keeping myself safe? I told her that Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, is the one saving people, not me, and that Master is beside me at all times. Some people believed the CCP's propaganda and badmouthed Dafa. I told them that they had been misled by the fabrications. Some still argued with me. So, in order to stop them from accruing more karma, I told them to be quiet. A plainclothes police officer showed me his ID when I clarified the truth to him. I had no fear and asked him, Are you a policeman? Am I wrong to tell you how to keep yourself safe during times of catastrophe? It has been proven over and over again that Falun Dafa improves one's health and benefits many people. But still, many people have been poisoned by the CCP's lies, so we practitioners have to help them understand the facts about DAFA. I clarify the truth to anyone I come across, whether they are police officers or security agents. One agent knew my name, address, and birthplace. He said that I was on the list of people to monitor, but he softened his tone and said, "That is not a big deal. You are already 80 years old. Nobody will do anything to you." He was so correct. Indeed, nobody dared to do any harm to me, not because of my age, but because Master takes care of me. As long as we do the three things well, Master is always beside us. Saving sentient beings by different means. Master said, quote, "Some people have suggested writing, 'Fallen DAFA is great,' or 'Withdraw from the party' on renminbi. I think that's a terrific idea. You can't throw away money, and you can't destroy it," end quote. Teaching the Fa in the city of Los Angeles. I then decided to use this method to help save people. We did not know how to print words on paper currency at that time, so I wrote those words using black carbon pens on over 10,000 paper bills. When I gave them to people, I told them to read the words and also tell their family members to read them. When they received the paper currency, some asked me, "How can heaven eliminate the CCP? The CCP has modern weapons, airplanes, and cannons. Can heaven eliminate it?" I said to them, "Who is more advanced, human beings or the divine?" They did not say anything. I often came across elderly women who were not able to remember the phrases, "Fallen DAFA is good," and "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I then gave them the paper currency with those words and asked them to read them often. When practitioners just started to clarify the truth to people, we did not have charms with words about DAFA to give out, so I wrote 3,543 small notes on paper and put them into plastic bags. I delivered them one by one to households. I am from Inner Mongolia and speak the Mongolian language. When I met Mongolian people, I talked to them in Mongolian and asked them to withdraw from the CCP. They asked me how to say "Fallen DAFA is good" and "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good" in Mongolian. I did not know how to say it because there were no DAFA books in Mongolian at that time, and I did not want to translate it casually. The good news is that we have the book Zhuang Falun in Mongolian now. I can refer to this book if I do not know the words in Mongolian. Understanding the Fa Truths. In the past, I looked outward when other people were not nice to me. I could not figure out why they treated me like that, because I was nice to them. I only looked at other people's shortcomings. Master said, quote, "In cultivation practice, there may be two scenarios when dealing with specific conflicts or when others treat you badly. One is that you might have treated this person badly in your previous life. You feel in your heart that it is unfair. How can this person treat me like this? Then why did you treat this person that way in the past? You might claim that you actually did not know it at that time, and this life has nothing to do with the other life. That does not work." End quote. Zhuang Falun. Quote, "In the past, some people said that it was impossible to succeed in cultivation. How could one succeed in cultivation? They couldn't succeed because that was the biggest obstacle, and nobody was willing to find faults in himself amidst problems. When a person feels hurt or when he encounters misfortune, it's really difficult for him to still examine himself and see if he's done something wrong. If a person can do that, then I'd say that on this path of cultivation, and for the eternity of his existence, nothing can stop him. It's truly the case." End quote. Teaching the Fa at the conference in Singapore. I started to look within after studying the above Fa. When I could not get over a problem, I followed the Fa principles and looked within. I might have treated people poorly in the past or in a former life. When I changed my perspective and no longer looked outward, I did not get upset anymore. Letting go of attachments. There were many attachments I had to let go of. One day, in a dream, I fought with someone. I knew I still had the attachment to competitiveness. When people did not agree to quit the CCP after I clarified the truth to them, I got angry and thought they should be eliminated along with Jiang Zemin, the former CCP head who initiated and directed the persecution. My competitiveness had replaced my compassion. Realizing my attachments, I tried to control myself and reminded myself repeatedly in my heart that competitiveness comes from my indoctrination by the CCP and that I did not want it. I once saw my son in a dream, and he was going home. I felt sad and did not want to leave him. I then realized my attachment to Qing. I had a strong attachment to my son, not only in my dream, but also in reality. When he was alive, I ran out of wool with which I was knitting a sweater for him. I grabbed some rolls of wool from my daughter-in-law, who was knitting a sweater for herself. I did not have a thought in my mind whether she had enough for herself. These behaviors were not in line with Dafa, and I was determined to get rid of them. Supernatural experiences. I also had some wonderful dreams. One night, I saw a steep stairway and quickly climbed upward to a platform. Many students had gathered there. I reminded them to be careful. There was a deep abyss underneath. I shared this scene with other practitioners, and they said that those students were the sentient beings I had saved. I once saw a narrow road across the ocean in a dream. I wondered how I could cross it. When I came near, the road suddenly became wider. I knew Master was encouraging me. I could also see glittering stars when I read Dafa books. And when I wrote Dafa words on banners, my pen flashed white light. Falun were even rotating in my eyes when I wrote down the names of people who had agreed to withdraw from the CCP. I once saw my body covered with pink light, about half a centimeter wide. Sometimes, when I was in a good cultivation state, I saw the street lights send out 7 colored lights. The sun and the moon also sent out purple lights. When I watched the video of Master's lectures in Guangzhou, I saw large purple halos around Master's head and shoulders. The vase in front of Master's photo at my home sent out the same purple light. Udumbara flowers even appeared on the window of my sitting room twice. My family members saw how I had recovered from my illnesses and benefited from practicing Dafa. They all supported me. They do my house chores when I am out clarifying the truth and don't get upset over my using part of my pension to buy materials for Dafa projects. My nephew stops other people from damaging Dafa posters and has helped me print posters and update the words in John Falun. One night, his car slipped on an icy road but stopped along the shoulder. Just beyond that point was a cliff. His family knew that it was Falun Dafa that saved him.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.